A Cape Cod man is sharing the contents of his longtime friendship with the father of Anne Frank by donating letters from Otto Frank to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Ryan Cooper of Yarmouth says he became pen pals with Otto Frank and in the 1970s developed a personal relationship with Mr. Frank. Now Cooper wants the world to know more about Otto Frank, who famously published his daughter's diary following her death in the Holocaust. Ryan Cooper joins us now to talk about all this. Mr. Cooper, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.
So tell us how you came into contact with Otto Frank.
Well, I first came in contact with him after reading a magazine article in which he said that he received really hundreds of letters from mostly young people. And so I decided that I would write to him, and he responded within the next month.
You've said that Otto Frank became a friend, a mentor, and a counselor for you. Tell us about that and how so.
After I received his first letter, which was a very personal letter, it was very warm, I decided, you know, that I had to meet this man. And so within a few months, I took a flight to meet him in Basel. And when we met, we essentially bonded right off the bat. It was an amazing connection that we had with one another.
Why do you think that was?
Anne Frank was his primary interest, continuing the legacy of his daughter through the diary. He understood me reaching out to him. When visitors would come to visit him, he would show them a facsimile that he had made of the diary. The original diary was kept in a bank vault. He was showing me the facsimile. And I came out and I asked him if I could see Anne's original diary, and he said yes. And he took my hand and he said, "Now I leave you alone with Anna's diary." And that was just so shocking and earth-shattering to me, because he was going to leave me alone with the most precious thing in his life, his daughter's, Anne's diary. He had that trust immediately in me. And that was so exceptional to me. And to this day, it's the most meaningful moment of my life.
Tell me about your letters with Otto Frank. What did you discuss in the letters?
Otto was he was an optimist. He always looked at the brighter side, no matter how terrible things had been for him. He always looked to the humanity of mankind. He always looked, in combination with Anne's optimism of life, when she said, you know, basically, that in the end, I still believe that people are really good at heart. And Otto felt that, too. He really felt that, too. And that's one of the things that I took away from his letters and our meetings together.
What do you hope that visitors to the Holocaust Museum will take away from the letters when they see them?
When you see the letters, and you can read some of the letters, the people that will see them will see the kind of man that he was. He always felt that things would be better, and he basically put that hope into young people. He really taught about the goodness of mankind, and he wanted that message to get out through Anne's diary, but it also is very revealed in the letters that he wrote to me. That's the main thing I hope that people will get out of seeing the letters.
Ryan Cooper of Yarmouth, Cape Cod, former pen pal of Otto Frank, father of Anne Frank, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.